Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson, Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Hyams, and we are thrilled to welcome back to the program via the Stanley Benson and Gates Hotline, now member of the Minnesota Twins organization, Vol for Life, Alaric Solari. Alaric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing quite well. Thank you so much for your time. Hope you and your family are still doing well with all this.
Oh, doing amazing. Still a thrill.
Well, glad to hear it. You were gracious enough to join us with Garrett Crochet before the draft to talk about the just the experience of preparing for and getting ready for what was a very different draft, as different there as there's ever been. But tell us, what was it like in the second round, second night of the draft, when you got to hear your name called by the Minnesota Twins?
It was amazing just to have all my family around me. I had ended up getting the hotel for some of my friends and family, and we just watched it there. And from my advisors and everything, like, I was expecting to get drafted in the third, fourth round, but getting that second round call, it was definitely surprising, and it was something that I won't forget.
Did you have much conversation at all with the Twins in the build-up to the draft?
Yes, definitely. They're one of the most interesting programs that had hit me up. It was them, the Blue Jays, and I would definitely say the Pirates that gave me the most interest. So I had a feeling about them.
Alaric, is it true that when you found out that the Twins were drafting you, you were getting a haircut?
Yes, I was. My cousin, he was actually cutting my hair in the restroom, and I had forgot my phone in the meeting room, and my dad had ran in, and he was like, "Hey, like pick up your phone. They're telling you to pick up your phone right now." And I ran in and looked at my phone. I had 3 missed calls, so, I mean, I had to get back to him, and believe it or not, they were talking to me about the second round, and the Twins were interested.
So take us through what a phone call with a club is prior to being drafted, because in the NFL and some other sports, it's just a matter of, hey, we're getting ready to take you. Are you happy to jump on board with us? But in Major League Baseball, there seems to be just a little bit more of a what if. Hey, what do you think about us drafting you? Take us through that phone conversation.
To be honest, I didn't get to talk to anybody before they drafted me. I actually got to talk to my advisors. They were the only ones that had talked to the Twins at the time. But after the draft, they had just let me know how fired up they was to have me. And then some of the people that hit me up said that they didn't believe I was going to be on the board when their pick got there. So, I mean, they're just excited to have me in the program. I'm sorry, but it was just amazing to hear from them and everything.
What was the feedback, Alaric, that they told you after they drafted you about the reasons why they thought you were so worthy of that pick and had the qualities they were looking for in a player?
They like how I could play almost anywhere on the field. They said I'm a good utility guy. I could play almost anywhere on the field. And then they said they like the way I hit, which I figured they like the way I hit fastballs, because, I mean, I kind of kill them. So I was hoping that would be one reason. But besides that, that's pretty much it. And then, I mean, just from the phone conversations with everybody, they just got to know who I was from the short amount of time we had. So they liked me as a person also. That was a big part of it.
Alaric, what was it like to connect with advisors and to go through that process? And what's it been like to now have representation as a pro ball player?
To be honest, it was pretty rough at the beginning. Just going from junior college to the University of Tennessee, I had 2 advisors, and they did a lot for me. I'm not bagging on them at all. They did as much as they could, but going into it, I just felt that CAA with Andrew Nicario and Tom Hagen, they had the best interest and the best opportunities for me. So I feel like that was a better opportunity, and I took that. So yeah, having that process, it was amazing. Just seeing the difference going from me being drafted from San Jack to being a second round pick. So it was a great experience.
what was it like in the build-up to the draft? I mean, there was Tim Corbin, the Vanderbilt coach, who was doing some analysis for, the MLB Network, and he said that you were one of the best bats available that perhaps wasn't getting as much discussion as possible. What was it like to hear the high points and the compliments of your game as the draft approached?
That's amazing just to hear praise from one of the greatest coaches in college baseball. And, I mean, I was recruited by Coach Corbin when I was in high school. So I actually have always kind of had a good connection with him. And just hearing stuff like that, it keeps you going as a player and just shows you, like, it only just takes one team to find you and give you the opportunity. So just with all the buildup coming around, it was definitely something to look forward to. And I was definitely fired up to be a part of the progress or the program.
Alaric, as you know, the Twins have a long-time, highly regarded scout in Jack Powell who works the area. How frequently did you converse with him leading up to the draft?
I told multiple people this. He's definitely the best scout that I have talked to in the area, without a doubt, just because I feel like I can talk to him just about almost anything that wasn't baseball-related. Like, me and him would sit and just talk about him and his granddaughter, which, I mean, he loves her to death. He'll sit there and talk to her. I mean, talk to me about her for like 15, 20 minutes, and we were just talking about life, not even baseball. So just talking to him and just knowing that he's there for you as a person and not just as a player, it was definitely something that I cherished and I thank till this day.
Do you think the Minnesota Twins appreciate the swag that you bring to the baseball field?
I hope so. They made their own little video with the bat flip, so seeing that was cool, and seeing all the attention I had on that was pretty cool too. So from the looks of it, I hope they do like my swag that I'll bring to the team.
After you were drafted, it didn't take long for you to hammer out the deal, and then it had to be really exciting. What was it like to get on a plane, fly from Houston to Minneapolis, and officially sign with the Twins?
It was definitely exciting just being able to go from one city to another, because I haven't been to Minneapolis, and it's a beautiful city. It's spread out. Honestly, the city is more like a highway, if we're going to be honest. So just seeing that is beautiful with all the space around it. One of the most beautiful fields I've seen. I've seen a lot of baseball fields, but that's by far the most beautiful field. So just being able to have that experience, and I know some people didn't have that experience being able to travel up. I mean, it was amazing. I actually didn't have my parents that went with me, but I mean, besides that, it was one of the best experiences of my life, definitely.
Our guest is Alaric Solari, Vol for Life, and now a member of the Minnesota Twins organization. And after you sign your deal, you then have the photo shoot where that's a pretty tight look in that Twins gear. How much fun was that?
Oh, no, that was amazing. It was actually me and one of my teammates that signed. Also, his name's Marco. He's out of Laredo, Texas. So me and him actually got to have a good conversation. And like I said, the video shoot was amazing.
And then I love the quote that you came out with after you signed, and that is you tweeted it, said, "You still have to outplay me, my guys. I haven't had money in 20 years. You think 1 year going to change anything?" And then, of course, you were just telling the clowns to get ready. How excited are you for this opportunity?
Oh, it's amazing, just because I've always been motivated to play in the pros, and I just wanted people to know that like money isn't something that's going to change what I do and what I love. I've always had the love for the game, and it won't change just because of a paycheck. So that was really my thing right there. And, I mean, I just got a lot of fire under me, and I'm ready to get this season going. If we kind of have a season, whatever goes, we'll go with the flow. But I'm just ready to get back out on the field.
Well, Alaric, that leads me to my next question. The Twins have a 60-man roster, and you were just drafted in the second round. Typically, you'd head to rookie ball or somewhere in the organization in the minor leagues, but now there's not going to be a minor leagues. What have the Twins told you about the plan for you to continue to try to get some baseball, some work in?
To be honest, I talked to a lot of the guys yesterday on a Zoom call, and they were kind of just running me through some of the stuff. So I'm not really sure about what I'm going to be doing in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks, but as soon as I do, you will know. It'll be on social media, and I'm pretty sure Ball Baseball will be out with it too.
Well, tell us how happy you are for your guys that were drafted as well, and Garrett Crochet and Zach Daniels.
Oh, it was amazing just because they're actually my roommates the first year that I came to campus. Zach Daniels, he was one of my roommates, and Garrett. So just seeing them get drafted is something that like we talked about long nights and we worked for. So, I mean, I'm so proud of them guys. And like I said, as you were saying on me with the 60-man roster, Garrett has just a good shot to go to. I mean, he's a lefty that throws Chet. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt him being in the 60-man roster, and that's something that you can look forward to also.
And you and Garrett are teammates with CAA, right? You're represented by the same group?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's also got to be a real comforting feeling. And then you also had a couple of teammates that also are starting their pro careers as they signed free agency. What was it like to see Chase and Cody get their opportunities?
Oh, it was amazing just because Chase, he's always one of those dudes that keeps his head down and just works and gets everything done. So seeing him get that opportunity, it was amazing just for him and his family, and I'm sure that he's going to cash in on that opportunity and do what he has to do. And also the same for Cody. He was always a dude that I thought he could get some more pitching time, and he would have been a big, big piece in our pitching rotation this year. We would have got to play more, but I mean, just seeing that opportunity for him, it's amazing with the short amount of time he had to throw this year.
You don't have to share anything if you're not comfortable with this, but you've signed a pro contract. You have a signing bonus. Is there anything that you want to do to celebrate, or is it all about, hey, I'm just going to work and be ready that if I get to go play somewhere, you'll be ready for that? Is there anything special that you've got planned, just a little way to celebrate?
I was actually trying to do a first investment and get a Whataburger in Knoxville on campus, but I seen on Twitter somebody may have already like tried to put it together. So I mean, if I could try to get that out, and hopefully somebody from that department is listening to this, I would love to try to work with somebody and get a Whataburger at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So if y'all can try to help me with that and get that out to somebody, that'll be greatly appreciated.
Well, I'll say this. If that happens, I think they've already set aside the number one for Condrich Holloway, but Alaric Solari goes immediately on the fence if he gets a Whataburger in Knoxville.
Hey, Alaric, talk about what not only Coach Vitello, but that coaching staff under Coach V, what they meant to you in your college experience.
They meant a lot to me, to be honest, because like I said, I've always had like great coaches coming in, but like I've never really had like a form of discipline going into junior college. And when I got there, it kind of wasn't what I expected. It was a good team and everything, but not what I expected coaching wise. So I mean, getting to the University of Tennessee and getting everything done to where, like, in the weight room you had a strict order and a lifting day, like, it's just stuff like that that makes you, like, just feel, like, more wanted as a player. And then, like I said previously, just having a younger coaching staff, like, I think we pretty much have the youngest coaching staff in the SEC. They're really relatable, and they can relate to you, like, pretty well as a player. So just having that was also a big help because they were able to relate to me and a lot of my teammates as players and people. So I mean, they definitely did a lot for me as a person and as a player.
Last thing for me, Alaric, I really appreciate your time. So that being said, what does the future hold next season and beyond for University of Tennessee baseball?
Greatness, to be honest. I think they're in great hands. Well, I know they're in great hands. And like I said, it's not really a lot of people they're losing this year. They're only losing five pieces. So, I mean, I have no doubt in my mind Coach V is going to go out and fill those pieces in, and they're going to have a team that's going to be ready to go to Omaha.
Alaric, you do have to share, what was it like to see so many people celebrate your big moment when it's a lifelong dream that comes true? You're drafted in the second round by the Twins, and then not only is it your current teammates, but it's also past teammates, whether it was the Banditos or the Gators, former coaches. How much fun was it to see so many reach out and say, yes, sir?
Oh, no, it was amazing just seeing the support system. And like, I'm the type of person, I tried to get out to everybody and respond to tweets and messages and stuff, and I got to respond to most of them. And this is for the people, if I didn't get to respond to you, thank you for everything and all the support just for me, because coming up, I didn't really have a lot of support and all of that. So just having all of that, it was amazing to see. And, I mean, that's all I can really say. I'm going to definitely keep carrying on and being a great player, a great person, and keep doing what I need to do.
Well, as it says, you're evolved for life, and you're now with the Twins. We wish you the very best of luck. We look forward to staying in touch, and we'll see you at Whataburger somewhere, sometime. You can mark that down.
Will do. BFL for life. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alaric.
No problem. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alaric Solari joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.